For several years, Rick Fryer has been involved in teaching middle school students about fire and what it's like to be a firefighter. COVID-19 interrupted his classroom teaching, but one day he got an offer he couldn't refuse.
The administration came up to me and asked if I wanted to do a Fire Science Friday, an episode. And I said, you know what? Let's do it one better. Let's do a five-part series.
Fryer's series airs Friday mornings at 10 on the Spokane Valley Fire Department's Facebook page.
First episode, we talked about what fire is, what it needed. We talked about fuels, then we talked about heat. Now we're here to talk about oxygen. So today we got some stuff set up for you.
His lessons are hands-on. Last week, he lit two candles and placed one of them in an empty aquarium into which he had pumped oxygen. That candle burned hotter than the candle sitting on the table.
Even though the flame doesn't look all that much bigger, but it is certainly hotter because of that brighter light. It actually hurts to stare at a little bit. Pretty cool stuff, right? Right, that's science right there, right? Understanding oxygen and how it affects fire is absolutely critical.
Fryer is a fire investigator. He says he used to arrest kids of the age he's teaching now for lighting fires in inappropriate places.
My biggest fear is that I'm going to tell them something that they didn't know, and they'll go home and try it. And this science class that I'm teaching on the internet is the same thing. I'm a little nervous.
A few years ago, he surveyed the students he was teaching.
How many of you have played with matches? How many of you played with lighters? How many of you have lit a liquid on fire for the fun of it? How many of you played with fire with someone else? And so I asked these questions, and I found out that by the time they hit the sixth grade, they're all aware that and they tell me in the class when I'm teaching, that if you take a can of hairspray and spray it and introduce a lighter, it makes a fireball.
Better to fill in their knowledge gaps, he says, and hope that will help reduce the risk of something destructive happening. Many students watch Fryer's lessons at home with their parents, who leave messages that indicate they learn from the videos as well.
You know, it doesn't surprise me. By the way, what I teach at the fire investigation class to firefighters that are becoming investigators is the same thing I'm teaching now. It's all sixth grade, seventh grade science.
Oxygen is important. The reason why we close our doors is to save that oxygen for us and not to give it to the fire. So make sure you sleep with your door closed. Make sure your smoke detectors work. Make sure you have an escape plan. You're at home. You're not in school. You should do something. Accomplish one thing every day. Today, test your smoke detectors. Tomorrow, go over your escape plan.
Friday's episode is the last in the five-part series. It and other instructional videos for students will be archived on the Spokane Valley Fire Department's Facebook page. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.